The ACLU of Alaska says more than 150 voters have reported disenfranchisement during last week's municipal election in Anchorage. Voters that contacted the organization encountered problems in at least 54 separate polling places. The ACLU is presenting affidavits from the disenfranchised voters to the Anchorage Assembly tonight and pressing for an independent investigation. Rhonda Matthews is one of the people who called the ACLU to report that she wasn't able to vote. Matthews first went to her voting precinct at Clatt Elementary School just after 7 p.m. on April 3rd. That's where she says she was turned away by an election worker in the parking lot who told her they'd run out of ballots and directed her to vote at the Alaska Club on O'Malley.
When I arrived, I noticed that the parking lot was very crowded and that some people were exiting the building that appeared to be quite frustrated. I went inside, and when I got to the voting table, I told the poll employee that I was from Clatt Elementary and had been since sent to this location. I was told that I couldn't vote there, but they did not specify why. They told me that I could vote at the airport.
Matthews explains in her affidavit that by the time she was directed to the airport, it was 7:45 p.m., and with polling places closing at 8, there wasn't enough time, so she gave up and went home. The municipal clerk's office is still reviewing the more than 6,000 question ballots that resulted because of the lack of official ballots, and no one knows how many people gave up and didn't vote at all. Monday, the clerk apologized in a memo, saying they had sufficient ballots but did not allocate enough of the ballots to the individual precincts. Jeffrey Mittman is the executive director of the ACLU. Mittman says an independent counsel should be appointed.
How many voters did not get to vote? Was it 50? Was it 500? Was it 5,000? We don't know. To speculate is grossly inappropriate.
Yesterday, Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler issued a preliminary opinion saying it appears likely the election will be validated based on a similar case back in 1989. The Assembly Chair, Debbie Osiander, says she's considering appointing an outside counsel to investigate the election, but she first wants to read reports from Wheeler and the Election Commission.